John Walker Lind spent nearly half of his life behind bars. Lind became known as the American Taliban after being captured on the battlefield in Afghanistan. Today, he was released from federal prison in Indiana. He was serving a 20-year sentence for providing services to the Taliban, and he got out 3 years early for good behavior. That early release has drawn criticism from, among others, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
It was pretty shocking news in November 2001. 2 months after September 11th, a 20-year-old from California was captured with the Taliban in Afghanistan. John Walker Lind became detainee number 001 in America's so-called War on Terror. Soon, his face was all over the news here in the U.S.
Conspiracy to kill a 20-year-old Californian who went to Pakistan to pursue Islamic studies and then went to war against the United States, tonight faces the possibility of life in prison.
A few months after Lind's capture, Attorney General John Ashcroft painted a picture of this young man as a committed extremist and a sworn enemy of his own country.
It is extraordinary for the United States to have to charge one of its own citizens with aiding and conspiring with international terrorist groups whose agenda is to kill Americans.
A grand jury indicted Lind on 10 counts, but the legal case against him did not go well. In the end, Lind wasn't prosecuted for terrorism at all. In fact, he never even went on trial.
They arranged a plea deal ahead of a hearing that was going to be about the way he was treated in U.S. custody.
Karen Greenberg is a national security law expert at Fordham University. She says Lind was interrogated before getting medical treatment for a bullet wound in his leg and mistreated in other ways.
I think that the passions were so high at the time that the thought of going through a trial may have been something that led him to a plea deal on his side, and that the thought of exposing how he had been treated may have been led to a plea deal on the government side. We don't know. This was all done in classified setting.
John Walker Lind pleaded guilty to supporting the Taliban. He spent the last 17 years in federal prison. Greenberg says, as far as she can tell, there's nothing amiss about his early release.
The way our criminal justice system works is that you are convicted of a crime, you are sentenced with the appropriate sentence, and once you've served your time, you're out.
But Lind has long been branded a traitor. In an appearance on Fox News today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that Lind's early release was deeply troubling, and he alluded to the death of CIA officer Mike Spann, who was killed in a prison revolt in Afghanistan soon after he questioned Lind. Republican Senator Richard Shelby from Alabama wrote a letter to the White House saying that Lind, quote, is believed to have had direct involvement in Spann's death. I put that contention to Karen Greenberg.
That is patently not true. The judge in the case, who is a well-respected, renowned national security judge who handles many high-level cases with much classified information and takes national security as seriously as any judge in the country, has said that he was not accused of that, that that is not one of the charges. There was no evidence of this.
There are signs, however, that suggest Lind still holds some extremist views.
These U.S. intelligence assessments say he continued to advocate global jihad while in prison. In this letter to NBC4 Los Angeles in 2015, seen tonight for the first time, Lind expressed support for ISIS and said, quote, they are doing a spectacular job.
Those are troubling allegations, says Bennett Clifford. He's with the program on extremism at George Washington University. I asked him if he thinks Lind represents a terrorism threat now that he's out of prison.
I believe so. I think that left unchecked, he would pose a relatively significant danger to the community. But it's hard to assess that in light of what the types of restrictions that probation services are putting on him.
For at least 3 years, Lind will not be able to get a U.S. passport. His internet activity will be closely monitored, and he'll need to see a mental health counselor. Still, Clifford is concerned. He says Lind might not be a terrorist mastermind, but that he wouldn't need to be.
What recent events have shown, especially if you look at things like the 2015 shooting in San Bernardino, the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, is that the line between somebody that's aspirational and somebody that can carry out an effective and deadly attack is very, very thin. ultimately, this makes it very difficult to determine whether somebody like Lind is a threat.
Clifford says Lind will be a test case, but there needs to be a better system for rehabilitating jihadist extremists, he says, because more than 100 federal inmates on terrorism-related charges will be released in the next few years. Kevin Lowry of the Federal Judicial Center in Minneapolis has worked on this issue for years. He says most violent extremism in this country is still committed by neo-Nazis and other white supremacist groups.
The jihadist type extremist is a new phenomenon for us.
Lowry didn't want to comment on the case of John Walker Lind, but he says extremists of all kinds can be rehabilitated.
There's no magic solution and there's no permanent solution. So there's at times we know that people have turned a corner and have been rehabilitated and have gotten as far away from extremism as possible. And then there's others that may relapse to it, just like with substance abuse or any other type of criminal behavior.
Lowry says nobody does this perfectly, but he's been working with experts in the UK, Germany, and Scandinavia on how to better deal with extremists being released from prison. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.